He's been looking for this fight as well, which has been a great thing as well. He hasn't been invited since his defeat. He's come back, he's won four times again. And, you know, Jason is a kind of boxer. It's not an easy fight for Andrade as well, you know. So this is going to be a belter of a fight, you know. And hopefully he can get over the line, you know. I know he's up against a tough, tough opponent. Mm. But, you know, the old cliche in boxing is, you know, punches makes a career. One can end it, you know. So it's... you know, again, he's in a weight division as well. That's probably known for knockouts as well. So it's hopefully he can get over the line tonight and become the world champion.
Demetrius Andrade is an amazing boxer, elite level. The top boxers don't really want to fight him. He's awkward. Have we seen Jason Quigley operating, though, at a high enough level? Shane Mosley Jr. is perhaps his toughest fight, but he's possibly British Championship level, you know what I mean, at best. Have we seen Jason in enough against quality to be able to be optimistic of his chances against Andrade?
Oh, absolutely, yes, yeah. I mean, with that as well, remember, Jason has had a huge amateur career as well, you know. You know, when you look at Andrade, he's 30 now, I understand that, you know, but when you look at the amount of fights that Jason has had over his lifetime, you know, is huge, you know, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. This, you know, like, obviously it's one against one, he is up against a formidable opponent, but again, your man's got two arms and two legs, the same as Jason, you know, and that's the way it goes in boxing, you know. You know, sometimes you can get lucky as well, sometimes you can't, you know what I mean? But, you know, he has to go into this fight thinking he can win it, not thinking he's just there to survive.
How big a role do you think Andy Lee will have in this? Because he's been working, of course, closely with Jason. Andy Lee delivered his own one punch that won him the title. What an amazing night of boxing that was as well. How important is it that there's a game plan there, which there is, and you know, Jason likes to get into a scrap but sticks to a game plan once inside those ropes on his own?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do remember that one punch for Andy Lee. Andy Lee was getting, for the want of a better word, was getting a right clubbing that night, you know. And he took one out, he took one from, he brought it from his soul, he did that punch, you know what I mean? So hopefully Jason has one of them in him as well, if it's going the same way. But yeah, listen, you have to go on your plan. Andy Lee's a great coach there as well, because he's walked through it all, he's done it all, you know, in that regard. So he'd be a great kind of confidence builder for Jason tonight as well. The next part is, you know, Jason has to do his own plan, and if it's not working, Jason has to change it himself, you know, and that's what great fighters do, and Jason is a great fighter, you know. So the bottom line with that is, if it's not going to plan, you have to change it yourself, you know, and you have to find out what's working for you and what's not working for you, you know. You know, the first couple of rounds are going to be dangerous for both boxers, because, you know, it's the old cliche, you either get them at the start or you get them at the end, you know. You get them at the start because they're not warmed up properly, or, you know, they're into the fight. You get them at the end because they're lethargic and they're, you know, they're tired, you know, and things like that. So it's, you know, again, yeah, I can see it going a long distance, you know what I mean? So I'm hoping that Jason can pull a punch, or he can win it on points, whichever way happens, as long as he wins it, you know. He's been a great ambassador to Irish boxing, he's been a great ambassador to Donegal boxing, you know. Yeah. And hopefully he can get over the line and win this title.
For sure. And going into the fight, we don't know. I mean, we know Jason's up for it. I mean, this is the fight of his life. This is what he's been building to. Andrade, is he frustrated that he's not getting the fights that he wants? Maybe either mentally or perhaps even physically, he might be looking past Jason Quigley. That could work in Jason's advantage, maybe.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. He could get a little bit, you know, too cocky and not put the work in, you know, that he's not fighting. Like, I don't see why he's not looking at Jason as a tough, tough opponent, because his record speaks volumes for itself, you know. And but with that, you know, complacency can kick in. There's no doubt about it that, you know, he's looking for to unify the weights and what have you with the other boxers. But, you know, he has to get over this line first as well, Andrade as well. So it's, you know, it's a tricky fight for him. It really is, you know. It's one I think he didn't really need, you know, taking on Jason Quigley, you know. So, but it's happening this evening. We're all going to get up ungodly hour tonight and have a watch, you know, and that's where it is. And we're wishing him all the best, him and his family.